My name is Olga Zimska. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and my sculpture is called Feather Point. I am Polish-American, so I'm the first person in my family born in America. My parents immigrated to the United States in the 70s with my brother. So Thaddeus Kosciuszko, and you know, when I heard that specifically the park was the land that he was gifted by the government for, you know, all of his contributions to the Revolutionary War and I guess his good friendship with Thomas Jefferson and such, I just was very excited by that. And then also learning the Native American history of the Wyandot Indians. So there, that was immediately something that, you know, I felt such a close connection to Kosciuszko, because I grew up listening. My father would tell me stories, you know, he's very famous. And so he played a big role in also in Poland, our history too. So Bill Moose was somebody that sort of emerged from the stories that I was hearing about the area. And I did a lot of extensive research, and it took me sort of everywhere, but I had a photo of Kosciuszko on my studio wall and a photo of Bill Moose next to him. And finally, what started emerging is I just started noticing, I'm like, oh, they both have feathers. You know, one has feathers in his cap and the other one has sort of a feather headdress. So it was sort of a eureka moment. And so I sort of just delved into the symbolism of the feather itself and how universal that is and how that kind of crosses all cultures and really informed sort of who those individuals were. So who Tadeusz Kosciuszko was to who Bill Moose was, both of them were very much humanitarians and believed in the equality of people. Both had a sort of love for, you know, country. And so I also think there's sort of the connection to ground and soil and earth